This is our seventh in a series called Men Who Met the Master. The others were men of the Bible. Today I'd like to introduce to you a man who met the Master some 20 years ago. I've known him during that period of time. Harold Bugg is one of the Sunday school teachers. He works with the young people. He also leads the singing out at the Gospel Chapel. And I knew Harold before he met the Master. And I want Harold to tell you today what it means to him, having met the Master. My friend, Harold Bugg.
Well, today I want to pass on one of the biggest blessings that my life has ever experienced. And it was a day in 1955 that from God's Word, a brother and brethren that had loved my soul for the Lord told me that Jesus loved me. And it was from the Gospels that they relayed to me, they made plain to me that the Lord Jesus died on Calvary's cross for my sins. It was during a Christmas program to where the nativity scene was acted out by a number of young people. And I happened to be one of those young people. Through that nativity scene, I experienced from the Word that the Lord Jesus was born as a babe in a manger at Bethlehem. And He was born for the purpose to go to Calvary's cross and die on that cross for my sins, for Harold Bugg's sin. There that night in 1955, the Holy Spirit of God spoke to my heart, and the words of the Gospel of John became real to me, that it was the Son of God that died on Calvary, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that night I claimed John 3:16 as my own, because in Romans God had told me that my life was absolutely rotten and no good, that I was a sinner, lost and undone. God's Word told me there in Romans that all had sinned and come short of the glory of God, that there was no fear of God before in my eyes or in my heart. And so that night, the Holy Spirit convicted me of my sins. It showed me that if I passed from this life, into death, that it was going to be a death that's separated from God, separated from the eternal God in the lake of fire. And as the Word of God tells us that Christ was bruised for our iniquities. Isaiah tells us that He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And at the horrors of His crucifixion revealed all of this, that He was bruised and beaten. His body was mutilated and put to death for the sins of this world. And it was God's purpose that those who trusted the risen Christ would be redeemed, set free for all eternity. And I want to tell you today, my friend, that I have enjoyed one of the biggest blessings of my life that night at the Gospel Chapel when I received Christ as my own personal Savior. It was there that the true joy and peace of God flowed into my heart. It was there that I got the assurance from God's Word that eternity with the Lord Jesus was going to be, it was a fact, and that all I had to do was trust Him. And I want to tell you today that it's a joy to be a child of God, to be a Christian.
Thank you, Harold. It's great to hear you tell one more time how you met the Master. If we have listening friends today who do not know the Lord Jesus, it would certainly be our thrill and joy to introduce you to Him, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.